Slava Otcu i Sinu i Svjatomu Duhu, i njine i prisno, i vo vjeki vjekov. Amin. Jedinorodni Sine i Sloven Boži, ve smerten si, izvoli bi spasenija našego radi. Poplotiti svijat od svijatija Bogo rodici i Hristo djevi, djevi Mariji, nepreručno počelo vječi visjat, razpisa že Hriste Bože, smrti usme popravi, jedin si, svjatija Trojici sproslavljaje mi, Otcu i Svjatomu Duhu, spasi, spasi, spasi nas.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The 28th Sunday after Pentecost, Luke 17, 12-19. Then he entered a certain village. There met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." 10 lepers lifted their voices to Jesus and beseeched his mercy. 10 lepers were healed. Only one of the 10 lepers took time to glorify and give thanks to God. Every day believers are healed by God. Every day believers turn to God in prayer and their prayers are heard. Every day believers are the beneficiaries of prayers by others. Not everyone takes time to thank and glorify God each day. Giving thanks and glory to God is a place in the lives of believers every day of their lives. Believers have a responsibility to actively give thanks to God and to glorify God in the way we live. Holy baptism and chrismation provide believers with reasons to give thanks to God. Unending opportunities to repent and begin anew in Christ are reasons for believers to heartily give thanks to God each day. Having food on the table and a roof over their heads are reasons for believers to give abundant thanks to God. Having the sun to brighten the day and the moon to brighten the night are reasons to give thanks to God. Having the ability to think, to listen, to see, to hear, to walk are reasons joyfully to thank God. Believers will never be able to fully thank God for all God's blessings and love. Believers will never be able to fully assess the healing power of God. The blessings and healing power of God come to mind readily for individuals willing to look beyond themselves. Speaking of the presence of the Lord, the Holy Apostle Paul said, "In Him we live and move and have our being." Our very life emanates from God and is completely dependent on God. We continue to live because of God. We receive our life from God. We have the opportunity to live in God-pleasing ways throughout our lives. We have the opportunity for eternal life. The decisions we make affect our relationship with God. When we are ungrateful to God, when we forget about the good God does for us, this is reflected in our relationships and daily life. When we realize the importance of God in our lives, God will be the standard for our daily relationships. The 9 lepers were healed and went on their way. They denied themselves a continued relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The single leper stopped to thank and glorify God and strengthen his relationship with Christ. The single leper expressed thanks and was blessed further by the Lord Jesus Christ. He is remembered as an example for others to follow. The Lord Jesus Christ does more than heal us. The life in Christ certainly entails healing, but entails much more. Daily nourishment and direction come from Christ. Daily purpose and meanings are found in Christ. With healing comes responsibility to live in ways pleasing to God. With healing comes the opportunity to begin life under new circumstances with renewed vigor. With healing comes joy and the love of God. With healing comes greater understanding about God and the goodness of God. For the grateful to God, healing creates a greater interest in God. For the grateful, healing creates a new world, measured and shaped by the understanding of God. For the grateful, the relationship with God is expected to last forever. For the grateful, life without God would be unbearable. The Lord Jesus Christ acknowledged the faith of the single grateful leper. The faith of the single leper was important to his healing. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke of the connection between the leper's faith and his healing. Faith in God is important throughout life. Faith in God carries a believer through the rough moments of life. Faith in God is an abiding strength in moments of joy. Faith in God establishes unity with God in all circumstances. The life in Christ has many different aspects, all of which reflect the unity with Christ and are measured by this unity. All thoughts and all behavior are measured according to the standards established by Christ. The more a believer lives in Christ, the more the believer perceives and experiences the many dimensions of the Christian life. Christ opens new experiences to believers taking up their cross and following Him. Christ gives strength and mobility to believers taking up their cross and following Him. Christ empowers believers following Him and united with Him. Believers in Christ are confident in the face of adversity. Believers in Christ are convinced of the message and teachings of Christ. Believers in Christ are prepared to stand alone for the truth of Christ. Believers in Christ are prepared to stand against sin and evil in the world. Believers in Christ appreciate healing by Christ and use the health provided by Christ to advance the understanding of Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Today is the prelude of the good will of God in the announcement of the salvation of mankind. The Virgin appears in temple of God in anticipation proclaiming Christ to all. Let us rejoice and sing to her. Rejoice, O divine fulfillment of the Creator's dispensation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. the most pure temple of the Savior, His most precious chamber and virgin, the sacred treasure of the glory of God, is presented today to the house of the Lord. She brings with her the grace of the Spirit, the one whom the angels of God do praise. Truly this woman is the heavenly tabernacle.
We invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held Sundays at 10 a.m. The church is in its 56th year of existence. We invite you to attend our daily services. They are held early in the morning at 5:30 a.m. and in the afternoon at 4 or 6:30 p.m. It is best to call for exact times. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. You can visit our website at stgeorgeserbian.us. That's www.stgeorgeserbian.us. Please give us a call or write us a note if you listen to the program. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbick. Our choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.